Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Whether you're tuning in on the radio dial in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM, we welcome you all. Also, those joining us on the East Coast in Atlanta at 106 Live, as well as those tuning in around the world, thanks to our friends at blogtalkradio.com. I was joking with our next guest that when it comes to any segment that has to do with food, I mean, the first thing if they have a book I look for is the pizza recipe, and I'm so excited that she has one in here, so we'll definitely be talking about that. I'm excited to welcome to our program today Jessica Goldman Fung. We're going to talk to her not only about her own journey in life, but what it was like for her to be able to make healthier decisions for herself, and now she's been able to do the same thing for others as well through her blog, as well as through books like Low So Good, A Guide to Real Food, Big Flavor, and Less Sodium, with 70 amazing recipes, and the recipes and the photos to go along with them are really great. We'll talk to Jessica about the journey of sharing this book, but also what it's been like for her to know that she's able to help people in the process. Jessica, hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to talk about pizza and everything else.
I know, right? I mean, you know, I have to say, if I have a weakness when it comes to food, Jessica, it is pizza. I don't know what it is, but that is one of my big things. So I'm so glad that you do. And you actually, you know, helped me to think about things a little bit differently. I had to check on some things in my own neighborhood grocery store to see if they had it, and we'll talk more about that. But overall, Jessica, what has it been like for you to use the platform that is the internet, to use books like this, to be able to not only to show people that they can, you know, be able to eat healthier, but that it's not so difficult as we sometimes make it seem?
Well, the internet is actually, it's a great question. And before I was diagnosed with lupus-related kidney failure, which led me on this low-sodium path, they actually thought I had, you know, possibly celiac disease and needed a gluten-free diet. And this was, you know, more than a dozen years ago, so long before we had Gluten-Free Girl and whole aisles of the grocery store dedicated to gluten-free cooking, and it was the internet where I actually found all my information and found the few products that existed, and it was the tool I had where I could gather a lot of information on my own and start kind of piecing things together and figuring things out. And so I really feel like it's this thing we're all very lucky to have in our life, whether it's a special diet or, you know, you just need to figure out how to use the fax machine. We have so much information at our fingertips these days, and so it's been wonderful to add this kind of new lexicon of what low-sodium food can be to the internet and make it really available to anyone, and hopefully have that change their life.
Right, and that's exactly what's been able to happen. You know, I thought about this question, and it might be unfair. I don't think, you know, it is, but I'll ask it anyway. You can tell me. Do you think, though, if you had not gotten that diagnosis, Jessica, that you would have started so early looking at life and looking at food differently?
Absolutely not. And it's a totally fair question, and I always laugh that I ate so much more boring food before I got sick. I, you know, just had preconceived notions of what things would taste like. I salted everything before I ate it. I was a huge, like, I love, you know, fast food, and I didn't even understand really what food was. I didn't know what the food story was. Where did food come from? I was very disconnected from my food. So when I say I'm grateful for what happened to me, I am truly grateful because it opened up my eyes to so many new things and so many new flavors, and it made me a much more adventurous eater and a much better cook. I mean, I didn't know how to cook at all. So it was a complete 180.
Yeah, and I think what comes through in the book, because I love to read, of course, and I love pictures, but it was great to actually be able to go through and to read parts of the book. And to, I mean, you can tell the love that you have for sharing it as well. I mean, as you've been able to talk to others because you're able to share great stories even in the book of others, Jessica, has it also been part of the fun to share that connection with food and to share that passion for food and healthier eating?
Absolutely, and I think it's been this huge change kind of in society over the last few years, whether it's all the food shows on television or you know, people watching their budget more, so eating more at home and having that be a social activity with friends. Food, I think we're realizing once again, is this great connector with people, and it doesn't have to be fast. And the more time you can spend cooking it and eating it with others, the better. And so again, you know, my life has been so much more rich because of it, because I have to communicate with people about my food, whether it's, you know, the restaurant down the street or my in-laws or, you know, on my first date with my boyfriend, now husband. Food had to be a part of the conversation, but then in the end, you get to know these people better, you eat better, and it's this jumping off point for things that have much more to do than just the ingredients on a plate.
Right, exactly. I think that is it. And I think, again, it really helps us all to be able to have a better relationship with food as well and to understand its importance and also the power that it has in our lives. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Jessica Goldman-Fong is making her first appearance on our program today. She has a great new book. You may know her as a food writer and blogger, but her new book is Lo So Good, A Guide to Real Food, Big Flavor, and Less Sodium. Now, it's those last two words, less sodium, that is interesting, Jessica. One of the things I typically will do when I have a guest coming on the program is I will tag them on Facebook and Twitter. I first did a search on Twitter of Jessica Goldman-Fong, could not find you. But then when I put you into the search, there you were as at Sodium Girl. I mean, what has it been like for you to now kind of have that connection, you know, with your name? Especially on social media, people know that you are that person. You're a Sodium Girl.
It's been really fun, especially because I don't, you know, there are so many great new food trends out there, and sodium and low sodium has always kind of been more of a prescription rather than something culinary and something open to the world. So to be able to have a social media presence and an online presence is exactly what I have been trying to do for the last, 10 years of having my blog, which is update it and give it a fresh makeover and make it modern and make it part of the, you know, greater world and available for anyone. So it's been really fun to have this kind of alter ego. And when I started the blog, I actually had no intention of really anyone reading it other than my mother. And so I didn't really think too much about the name. And so it's really funny now people kind of think of me as like a superhero, and I really love that association of kind of, you know, rising above challenges, because that's kind of what I'm all about, whether that's making that, you know, salt-free pizza or just overcoming health challenges every day.
Exactly. I think that is the key for sure. And since you brought up pizza, you know, let's talk about this, because I think the planning, this is the thing. I was going through, of course, and I'm being totally serious when I say I first went to page 94 to look at this pizza recipe when I first got your book. And so the first thing that struck me was, okay, I didn't even know, for one thing, Jessica, that there was such a thing as chickpea flour. I'd never heard of that before. So, of course, I then had to contact my local grocer to find out if they had it. I mean, I bring that up for this reason. One of the things that you and I mentioned to each other, I mentioned to you before we went on here, is that planning is a big part of this, because you talk about in the book the importance of planning, knowing food and knowing, you know, what can be good. And really that begins with making a plan, not just grabbing something as we all are on the go these days, but really making a plan. How important has planning been for you in being able to discover things that are out there that you didn't know about, but also in making those healthier choices for yourself?
Absolutely. Once you get into the habit of a new diet or a new way of eating, you can plan less and less just because you're just automatically stocked better at your house. But when you're starting, planning is totally essential, because if you don't, like you said, don't have something that you can just quickly grab, or your office desk doesn't have things for you to snack on, or even your office refrigerator doesn't have kind of what I call SOS emergency snacks, you're going to make not great choices, let's say. And so planning really helps make the food convenient and quick and flavorful. And so if you can put just a little bit of time to make a few things on a Sunday when you have space in your schedule and make a bunch of stuff, whether that's, you know, your own sauces and dressing, or just cutting raw vegetables, or cooking a whole bunch of proteins on the grill, then you are ready to go for the whole week, and you can mix and match, and you can make last-minute snack packs, and you're less likely to slip or eat something that's not delicious, and so it really, really helps, because I think a lot of people think when you're doing, when you're making healthy food and you're making a lot of it from scratch and not using processed ingredients, it's going to take an enormous amount of your time. But this is how you
right.
keep things quick and fast and healthy.
Yeah. Not to belabor the pizza, but another thing that...
I don't think you can belabor pizza. I think
yeah.
that's something you can talk about always.
Yeah, well the thing, I thought that another thing that was like a question mark in my mind, and I was thinking, because I haven't made it yet, but I'm going to actually, this is my goal, I'm making it this weekend,
okay.
I'm going to take a picture and share it actually online. But the raw corn kernels, that was an interesting, I have never seen a recipe before for pizza that includes that as a topping. How did you come up with that idea to include on pizza?
Well, I grew up in California, you know, home of California Pizza Kitchen and all of these non-pizza pizzas. And so I think this is kind of part of how I cook in general. Now, low sodium requires a lot of creativity to get around typical highly processed foods. In order to avoid them, you can't just remove them from your life. You've got to find ways to replace it. And so the more creative you can be, the better. And the more you surprise yourself, the better. So when I think of pizza, I grew up eating barbecue chicken pizza and not, you know, typical Italian sausage or, you know, pepperoni. And so this is kind of my version of it. Of course you can throw on your sausage, but how fun is it to throw on corn, or right now with all the stone fruit, I've been putting on peaches or even grilled peaches for extra flavor, and just playing around with what's possible and all those different natural tastes in these ingredients. And it's delicious, so I can't wait to see what you think. And the chickpea flour crust, also called soca, from other, you know, genres of cooking, this is a stolen idea, is crunchy and savory tasting, and you can, of course, add spices to it to flavor it, and it just makes the perfect 10-minute pizza crust, which is amazing.
Wow. Wow, what a great thing. I definitely will be taking that picture. I'm sharing that with my audience as well, so you all can look forward to that and hold me accountable for sure. Speaking of holding ourselves accountable, I mean, have you found that also to be the thing? I mean, we all are going to fall off occasionally of doing whatever it is that we're trying to do better, especially now here we are in the middle of the year, Jessica, and a lot of times
mm-hmm.
people have, by January the 5th, they've given up on any resolution they've made. You know, for themselves anyway. But, I mean, was part of the realization that you've been able to help people to see through your blog and now through this book is that every day is an opportunity for us to be able to start new, that we can start today being able to make healthier choices and being able to do so not just for ourselves but also for our families.
Absolutely, and I feel like if you don't look at it as a restriction but an opportunity, that changes your mentality. And for me, especially if somebody is doing this diet or another kind of change in their habit, and it has to do with your health, why it's so hard for people is they've already lost one thing. They've already been told, whether it's for themselves or a loved one, that something is wrong with their body. And then so to lose the idea of the foods they love, that's just too much. But if you flip it and think about, actually, this puts control back into my own two hands, I can actually make myself stronger and healthier just by feeding myself really good food that makes me healthy. Suddenly, it's not something that is taking away from your life. It's additive. It's empowering. And then I think you stop looking at, I have to chop these raw vegetables or cook this beautiful roasted chicken as a bad thing. It's a moment of finally having a sense of control in kind of an uncontrollable situation.
Right, and I think that, again, is a great thing. A lot of great things for us to be able to try, and they're coupled, these recipes are coupled with some great photographs as well, compliments of John Lee for sure. What is your hope, Jessica, as people are finding out more information about SodiumGirl.com, as well as, of course, picking up this book, Low So Good? What are you hoping that they're able to do and being able to add some of these to their lives?
Well, my biggest hope and my goal has always been, you know, to rebrand this diet. I think it has it's so misconceived as boring and dull, and it makes me laugh because isn't it what we all say when we get sick? Oh, I wish I could just, you know, eat chocolate and feel better. And that's exactly what this is. It's, you know, not just chocolate, but, you know, it's just food. You get to feel better by eating really good food. And hopefully a lot of the things you still love. It might take a little bit more time and creativity, but that's what we love about cooking. That's why we love cooking shows, is the creativity and the unexpected use of ingredients. So I hope this book continues to inspire people to see this for what it is, as not only a great opportunity to heal for themselves and to be healthy, but just to make really good food. And I hope people who don't even have to be on a low-sodium diet see it as an opportunity, like you said, to reconnect with their food, to look at the ingredients in the refrigerator with a different perspective, and just take more time with food and eating and sharing it with others in general.
Right. Well, what a great thing for all of us. And there's something in here, I think, for everyone, for all meals, including breakfast. My mom will definitely, now that I've seen this waffle recipe when I was prepping for your segment, just got thought, you know what, I can't tell my mom about that because she'll want me to make her waffles.
Is a lot of them you can use in other ways. So that waffle recipe, you make those waffles for breakfast, but then you can use them instead of high-sodium sandwich bread for lunch. And so I also hope people take their own liberties with the book and play around with it, and I cannot wait to see what people come up with.
Yeah, that has to be one of the great things. Congratulations to you, Jessica.
Thank
not
you.
Only about what you've been able to do in your own life, but now, of course, what you've been able to show other people is possible in theirs as well, through your blog and of course through books like this. Again, Jessica Gomenfong has been our guest. Low So Good is the title of her new cookbook, A Guide to Real Food, Big Flavor and Less Sodium, with 70 amazing recipes. So make sure you all do get it for yourselves for sure. It's available through our friends at Amazon.com there. And Jessica, the best place for people to stay connected with you is sodiumgirl.com. Is that right?
You got it. You can find me there and shoot me an email. And if there's something you want me to low sew in your life, just let me know and it'll show up on the blog.
Awesome. So sodiumgirl.com is the website. Make sure you guys bookmark that. We'll make a note of it, too, on our social media sites. And, Jessica, it goes without saying, this was a lot of fun. You're welcome back here anytime.
Oh, wonderful. I can't wait. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, you're more than welcome. Thank you for that. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live, our radio audience, as well as those tuning in online. We really appreciate you. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music, as well as a great book, especially a book that has recipes like Jessica's does. Thank you all so much for tuning into this edition of Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.